What are the lessons we can get from this life that God wants us to live, the godly life he wants us to live that Paul wrote about from prison? Well, Paul wrote from the heart of the struggling churches of Colossae and Laodicea, just as Christ would address them 30 years later. Remember, Jesus wrote 7 epistles too. Jesus wrote 7 letters to some of the same places. Laodicea was the 7th letter. Paul wrote Colossae, Hierapolis, and Laodicea. It says that in the book to Colossians. He's writing to the same area Christ would write. But they were overpowered by temptations. They were facing constant struggles. And the solution is always the same. Repent. Paul says, you need to go back to the factory settings. What are the factory settings? Well, he says, here they are. Look at chapter 2, since you're in Colossians. Paul always designs his books around this doctrinal grid of our position in Christ and then the practice that flows from that position. From what Christ has done, his justifying death, that flows out into what Christ wants to do, his sanctifying life in us. Chapter 2, he starts in verse 11. This is what Jesus did on the cross. It's astounding. In him you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. What is that? That's the supernatural new birth. That is a heart that's new. God cuts out our old hard heart that didn't like him and was dead in trespasses and sin and puts in a new heart. That's the circumcision made without hands, the putting off the body of sins of the flesh. And what does he do with that? He buries us with him in baptism, and we were raised with him through the workings of God who raised him from the dead, verse 13. And what happens is us who were dead in our trespasses and sins and our old uncircumcised flesh, he made alive. We have a fresh new beginning. That's regeneration. All of that is the work, the justifying work of Christ, our positional new creation we are in Christ. By the way, how does that happen? In fact, someone asked me that. I was meandering out this way down the aisle. Bump into someone, said, hey, have I ever met you before? They said, no, you haven't. You know, people always have wide eyes. They think I'm picking them out, that the guys with the earpieces are telling me who to talk to. And I said, no, it's just good to meet you. And I always do the same thing. I looked at the wife and I said, do you know the Lord and love the Lord? And have you been born again and all your sins forgiven? Do you know that you're a new creation in Christ? And she went, yes. And I could tell she was waiting for what I was going to do next. And I turned to him. And her husband looked at me and I said, are you born again? Do you have a new heart? Do you know all your sins are forgiven? Has Jesus given you endless life, filled you with peace and joy? Have you called out to him? He said, no, I haven't. And I said, I have something for you. Whoop, that's offering envelope. They didn't go by me. They didn't put the plate by me. I still have it. This is what I had. Did you know that we're supposed to be ready at any moment to share the gospel, even if it's walking up the aisle in church? You know what's so sweet? They walked out and they said, we're going to read that. And I said, I'm going to be praying and looking for you next week. I want to hear what God does. Whether you allow Christ simply by faith reaching out. And I did my illustration. I took my pen. I said, this is a gift. How do you get it? And I held it out. And the man looked at me and his wife grabbed it out of my hand and said, you just take it. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You just take it by faith. And the husband was really listening to all this. That's salvation. Reaching out to Jesus Christ and calling on him in faith. And what does he do? He gives us a life that's new. Verse 13. He wipes out, verse 14, the handwriting of ordinances. He ends all the guilt in our life. He nails it to his cross. And then verse 15, he disarms principalities. That means that it's the end of guilt. We have a fresh new beginning. All of our old is buried with Christ.